Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share the bread and the vine. We've been nourished by you. We need now, oh dear Lord, to sustain us in all our lives and all our activities. We want now to hear from you this morning. Come and share your word with your people and bless us. We are ready to listen to you. Send your Holy Spirit to shine our life, to feed us again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray this. Amen. Shall we clap our Lord? Thank you. We may be seated. Brothers and sisters, dear congregation, good morning again. Good morning. Thank you so much. I wish you a happy day of Ascension. You know, Ascension, we celebrate that Jesus, the Son of God, is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. He is with us in the Holy Spirit, and at the same time, he dwells in the heavenly realm. So let's read in Acts chapter 1 from 1 to 11. Acts chapter 1 from 1 to 11. Acts chapter 1 from 1 to 11. Let's read. Acts 1 from 1 to 11. In the first book, O Theophilus, I've dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken upon from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." That's the word of God. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, this morning we are going to reflect on the message that provided the Ascension's events. I would like to say that in this event we can get or pick several topics. But this morning, I would like to focus on verse 4, where Jesus asks his disciples to wait for God's promise, to wait for the Holy Spirit. That's why our today's topic is wait for God's promise. promise. Amen. Wait for God's promise. I'm asked to wait for God's promise, you as well. In fact, Jesus asks his disciples something which was very special, I can say, something which was very difficult or very hard. You know, this word, wait, in French we call it attend, and in Swahili we can say ngoje ya ungoja. It depends on the area. In Congo we can say just ngoja, but in Tanzania you are not expected to say ngoja, you must say ngojea. I don't know in other languages what means the word wait. In my mother tongue, wait means linda. Linda. Yes, I don't know in Cameroon, wait means? In there. Okay. In Sierra Leone? Oh, brother, wait. Huh? Ah, we say wait. Thank you. Do we have any other language or just any other new words of this word wait? Huh? Linda Ko. In Uganda. Linda Ko. Okay. Linda Ko. Okay, sawa. Thank you. Let me say, brothers and sisters, that in our lives, we are facing these words, wait. But also, our life is a game of wait. Every time we have to wait. Before eating, we have to wait the food to be ready. We wait for a boyfriend. We wait for a marriage. We wait for a job. We wait for a baby. It can take 9 months or just 10, perhaps 11. It depends. Wait for graduation. It can take 5 years, 7, 4. It depends also. Wait for God's healing. Wait for a trip. Wait for an idea. Wait for God to provide. And in Goma, we were waiting for a new governor. Wait for an answer. Wait for building a big house. Waiting for the come of Jesus Christ. So our life is full of waits. I wondered myself, can we say waits or waitings? I don't know. It depends on you. But our life is full of waits. And we have to wait every time and everywhere. We are waiting for the end of the service. We are waiting for every day we wait. But even though our life is a game of waitings, in our natural human being, we are not used to waiting. We hate wait. We want everything to be done quickly, very fast, in our timing, in the way we expect. And that's the big issue. You know, the last thing a kid wants to hear is mom say, not now. If you say to your kid, not now, it prompts anger, frustration, even hopelessness. Actually, many people are frustrated. Others are hopelessness. Others are discouraged. Others are in anger. They are complaining. They are disappointments. They are disappointed. And others stopped even praying and attending the Sunday service. Others rejected even their faith just because they were expecting for a quick solution in time to their needs, for a promise, but unfortunately, they are not yet. So I could say that between a promise and his fulfillment, there is a long journey, a big distance. It can take 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, 10 meters, I don't know. We don't know. Remember Jesus said to his disciples that they will receive the Holy Spirit in few days. And no one knew these few days, it's how many. But God knew that it will take 10 days. And even if disciples was in troubles and fears, or probably they wished they could get guidance from Jesus going in heaven very quickly. Jesus promised also that he will come back very soon. And now we are 2,000 years, but God knows when that will be accomplished. Let me say that this wait is very difficult to manage, because the distance between the promise and the fulfillment, this distance, God call it few days. He call it a wait moment. Perhaps the Lord promised you something, but you are still waiting. It will take how many days? You don't know. The Lord promised you that you will get married. How many days left? You don't know. You have to wait. To wait and then again wait. But this was my question. I was wondering myself, why God makes us wait? Or let me say, why God calls us to wait? God calls us to wait for three major reasons. Number one, he does it for his glory and make us more like Jesus. He does it for his glory and to make us more like Jesus. You know, Jesus was in this earth. He waited for crucifixion. He waited for his glorification. He was even waiting to return. He is just waiting for to return. So his life, his death and resurrection are a picture of a faithful waiting. He is our examples when waiting seem to so horribly hard and contentment feel just our out of reach. This reason number two is that God wants and calls us to wait because he wants to increase our trust. God uses wait just to increase our trust in him and loosen our perceived control. The third reason is that Jesus asks us to wait in terms of teaching us humility and patience. So you have to wait the promises of God. This will help you to be humble before him and to be also patient. But the main problem is that even though we are waiting for the promises of the Lord, we are waiting for the job, we are waiting for marriage, we are waiting for a trip, we are waiting for this or this, we don't know what to do while we are waiting. And that's why many people didn't achieve God's promises, because just they do not have tools that can help them to wait for the promises of the Lord. And here I just prepared 10 tools that can help us to be waiting for the promises of the Lord. Tool number one, believe that the God who saved you hears your cries. We are crying to the Lord every day, Lord, I need this, I need this. But we should believe that the same God who gives his only begotten Son, he hears your cries. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, 32, he who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? So, brother, you should believe that God, he hears your cries. Tool number two, watch with expectancy, but be prepared for unexpected answer. Watch with expectancy, but be prepared for unexpected answer. Every day when we pray the Lord, we ask him this, but we don't know that the Lord is able and he is free to respond differently from our expectation. So, watch, but be prepared for an unexpected answer. Tool number three. Put your hope in the Word of God. If you put your hope in the Word of God, you will not be disappointed despite of the time that the promise that God gave you is taking. Tool number four. Trust in the Lord, not in your own understanding. Trust in the Lord, not in your own understanding. Tool number five. Resist fretting. Refrain from anger. Be still and choose patience. It's easy to say we trust God, but our response to delays, frustration, and difficult situation exposes where we are actually placing our hope. So we should refrain our anger and choose to be patient. Tool number six, be strong and take courage. The Lord is coming. He promised you something and He will accomplish this. Tool number seven, see it as an opportunity to experience God's goodness. This time that the Lord is giving you to wait for His promises, take advantage of this to experience God's goodness. You know, the main problem is that when we focus our eyes on the problem or on the difficulties, forgetting the goodness of our Lord. Tool number eight, wait for God's promise instead of going your own way. And that's what we read in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. God is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to His power at His work within us. When we wait for Him, we will never be disappointed. Tool number nine, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful with thanksgiving. The Lord needed it. He needed it, really. And tool number 10, remember the blessings yet to come. Amen. We are waiting for God's promises. The Lord is providing us again 10 tools that can help us to still watching for these promises that the Lord gave us. Remember the blessing yet to come. Continue in prayer. Be watchful with thanksgiving. Wait for God's promises instead of going your own way. See it as an opportunity to experience God's goodness. Be strong and take courage. Resist from and refrain from anger. Another tool is that we should also trust in the Lord, not in our understanding. We should put our hope in His Word, and we should also watch with expectancy, but be prepared for an unexpected answer. Believe that the Lord who saved you, He is also your Christ. And that's what disciples did. They waited until the Lord sent His power, the Holy Spirit. And when they got it, they was now able to preach the Word of God around the world. So the Lord this morning is encouraging us to wait for the answers for our needs, for our requests, for our problems, for our issues. He is coming to give us the answer. Wait today, wait and go for tomorrow, and wait. The Lord is faithful. He will accomplish His will. May the Lord bless His word. Amen.